Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in central Cardiff. It's the 18th of April and this is the third Sunday of Easter. My name's Sarah and I'm glad to be able to welcome you to St John's. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of the St John's community, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. If you choose to put your first names and locations in the comment on Facebook or YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally. There's no pressure though, but if you choose to do so, it also reminds us of whom we're gathering with here this afternoon. In this week's service, we hear how Jesus appears once again to his disciples and we ask the question, what's with all the fish? So who do we have online here this afternoon? Well, Lorna Prinhondar, good afternoon to you. It's great to see you. Sylvia from a sunny Cardiff Bay. It is truly lovely out there, isn't it, Sylvia? Great to see you. Katie, welcome back. It's lovely to have you with us today and I hope your week is good and the coming week too for that matter. Adele and Ian in Leckwith, great to see you and great to have you here with us today. Richard, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Bjorn in Lübeck. Lovely to see you this afternoon. And John, hello, amazing me, indeed, bonjour. Oh, that's probably good morning, isn't it? But anyway, you get the drift. Hello, John, it's great to have you with us. Elaine, good afternoon, everybody from a sunny Yorkshire. Yep, so glad that you're sharing the Yorkshire sun with us all today, Elaine. Ellen, good afternoon to you. Great to be with you too. Emma, good afternoon to you. Ruth and Amelia, hello Amelia, welcome back, lovely to see you. And Mary, good afternoon to you. Also a special welcome if you're listening on the phone. Each week somewhere around 15 to 20 people do, which is quite significant, I think. So hello to Janet. Hi to Iris, Jane and her friends. Welcome to Olwena, Vanette, to Emma. Hello to Dorothy, Christabel, Marion and Oswald. If you listen regularly on the phone and your name's not here, just get someone to tell me and we will welcome you week by week. Well, we do gather here today together and with God to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God, as well as being in the presence of each other, and we are a community. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the third Sunday of Easter, and it's read for us today by Emma.
Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from chapter 24 of St. Luke's Gospel, and it's read for us now by Lorna.
A reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 36b to 48. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
In today's Gospel, we hear how the risen Jesus appears once again to his disciples. Luke tells us that Jesus greets his disciples with a greeting and gift of peace. And this is significant because in Luke's Gospel, the gift of peace is closely associated with the Messiah. What Jesus is saying then is, "It's me, and I am the Messiah." We hear also how he shows them his wounds, allows them to hold him even, and eats with them. What Jesus is doing here is showing his disciples that they're not simply seeing a vision. They are with the bodily resurrection of the risen Christ. Luke tells us that he then opens their minds to understand the scriptures. And this is important for us in our own day as well. At St. John's, we take the Bible seriously. We look at each passage and we try to understand the context in which it was written and the meaning which was meant at the original time of writing. And then we seek to apply it to our own day and our own discipleship. Finally, Jesus tells the disciples to repent, in other words, to focus on God, and assures them that their sins are forgiven. They're asked to share what we might call today the good news. We're asked to do the same. So I'm wondering what you think the good news is. Well, here I am in Butte Park, and part of the good news is the gloriousness of creation, everything I can see that God has made. Other people are loved by God and created by God. They are in some way the very signature of God, and it's good news that God sent Jesus to re-establish the link between us and God. In our own day, we're called too to share that good news, just like the early disciples. And I'm wondering how best we might get on and do it. And so, as we contemplate how we might share the good news with the people who we know, let us bring to mind the concerns of our own hearts this day. If you have a particular person or a particular issue which you'd like us to pray for, if you enter that person's name or the issue into Facebook or YouTube, we'll try and pray in real time for your concern. And while we're doing that, here's a reminder that we have promised to pray for and with each other.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Brenda. I pray for you.
Hi, I'm Lorna. I'm the assistant curator, St John's. And just to say, I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Nancy, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Let us hold before God all who are anxious this day, all who are stressed, lonely, or depressed. We continue to pray for the residents of Northern Ireland amongst the recent unrest and rioting there. At this start of term, we give thanks for all who work in academia and all who teach or work in our colleges, schools, and nurseries. We pray for God's blessing on them at this difficult time. We pray too for all students, particularly those who have found this past year to have been hard and unsettling. We pray for Her Majesty the Queen and for the royal family in this their time of bereavement. And we pray too for anyone who is mourning at this time, no matter how long ago they were bereaved. With Katie, we pray for those who have not been able to attend the funerals of loved ones, and especially for those who found His Royal Highness Prince Philip's funeral yesterday. Difficult to watch. With Ruth, we pray for Brian, who has recently been diagnosed with lung cancer. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional form. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. It's really good to be able to meet together here week by week, or as often as you can make it, and be assured, near or far, in the United Kingdom or beyond, you are part of St. John's community, and we are delighted to have you with us. We meet inside St. John's Church building each Sunday at 10 o'clock for a Eucharist, and the live stream service takes place each week at 4 o'clock. It's available on the phone an hour later at 5 p.m. So if you can, please do join us next Sunday at 10 o'clock, 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. If you'd like to attend St. John's in person, please email us and let us know, and we can book you a seat as we have to comply with the COVID attendance regulations. Our annual vestry meeting will take place tomorrow, Monday the 19th of April at 7 p.m. on Zoom. Details are on our website and in our weekly Saturday email. And if you don't get the weekly Saturday emails and you'd like to, just drop us a line and we'll include you on our emailing list. As we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of you as we take that out into the world. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll leave you today with the notice of the vestry meeting, a short video of St. John's High Altar as it is this afternoon, and when we left St. John's this morning, the sun was beautiful. It was reflecting off the stone of the tower, and there was a beautiful blue sky behind it. I took a quick photo on my phone, so we'll have that in there as well. The colours aren't quite as great as it was in real life, but nonetheless, it's a beautiful image. Go in peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog He.